All right, everybody, we're back. Briss is back in the studio.
Returned.
What up, Briss?
What up?
All right, turn on that bullshit copyright music. Here we go. Another episode of Buddy's Podcast.
Peace.
All right, we're back. Briss mode. What up?
What up? What up?
Dude, I really miss the times when we were able to just play music.
God.
Like actual music. Like, should I actually want to listen
to it? It was such a beautiful time. Like, so different, man.
This shit ain't cutting it, man.
Man.
It was all because, like, the pandemic is when they put all that in, right?
Yeah, they put it in with the fucking, you know, oh, this is your stimulus package, but here's other stuff, too.
Yeah. You can take your $900 back.
Man.
Just give us the damn music back on the show. Anyways. Good afternoon, Briss mode. What up?
What up? What up?
How does it feel to be back in the studio, man?
Dude, it feels different.
How was Africa?
Zamunda was beautiful. I went to Zamunda and then Wakanda, and it was a beautiful feeling.
Oh, okay. All right. So, yeah, big show. We're recording a little early today, so we don't have, basketball games on, you know,
right.
In the background.
We got a little baseball going.
But This will be the first game that I've watched this season.
Really?
Yeah.
Dude, I noticed this week, I was like, because you know how, say, I always use, like, ESPN as my background noise, noise while I'm working. Like, the last 2 weeks, it's literally been MLB TV for me every day.
Really?
Like, just watching the spring training games as they come on here and there, you know, and just...
Yeah. Well, that's... I do that as soon as the season starts.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as the season starts, I'll watch,
a
Cardinals-Pirates game.
Yeah.
You know?
Those are somewhat entertaining, though.
Those are always good games.
Yeah. So, you know, that's understandable.
But I'm just saying, like, I'll literally just leave it on the TV.
Like, oh, hey, I'm going to watch this Mets-Orioles game real quick. Why? Because I missed baseball. Don't judge me.
Right. So, Fulmer got rocked yesterday, right?
Yeah.
How many did he actually give up? Because I saw they pulled him after, what, 3 or 4?
I think so. I forget how many he gave up, but...
I don't know. It's rough.
I just hope that he can look good to start the season.
Excuse me.
That way he looks like a hot hand, and a contender says, we need this guy, we can finally move him.
Well,
nothing against the guy. Yeah. It's just he's not in the long-term plans, and every time we try to move him, he gets hurt.
Every time.
Every single time.
Yeah, if he didn't get hurt that first time when we had him, like he looked like a perfect trade piece or even like an ace to build around.
Yeah.
Like when he had the, you know, the changeup, what else was he throw? A slider, right? He had that changeup slider fastball that like literally nobody could hit it. He was going 8 and would only give up 1 or 2 runs.
Yep.
But that was a very short-lived stretch.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But yeah, it's nice to see baseball back on.
It is.
That's for damn sure.
You know, and fans in attendance too. Like, man.
Yeah, man. You've been hoarding me with the tickets that are on sale. Chris is trying to get into every game. Let's go, man.
Man, look, I'm trying to go as much as I can.
We might just be in attendance for Toronto for Raptors Pistons.
We could. Like, if the ticket prices go down low enough for that, yo, we in there. I missed it.
Honestly, man, I haven't been to a Pistons game since.
It has been 2 years for me now. Because I had intended to, because last season, this is the first season in a while. I think this is the first season in like 5 years that I've missed going to a Pistons game.
Well, I went last year, like a little while before
I had planned to go
lockdown,
but when everything happened, that was the stretch of games I wanted to go to the later portion of the season.
Yeah, I remember you were like, did you already buy tickets for the Mavericks game?
No, I didn't.
Or something you were about to, right?
I was going to, and then when they announced the schedule, they were like, that game is in Mexico, and I was like, oh
yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. That's right. And then our next game was in Dallas.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. I mean, I can go to a Mavs game. You know, they have full capacity.
Did he just hit that?
He did. But that was foul, I think. Yeah,
oh,
it's foul.
Are they wearing the same colors?
They are.
Oh, okay.
This has been happening way too much lately.
I'm like, wait, how is he still at bat? The bases are still loaded?
This has happened within the last couple weeks. I've seen it happen at least 5 times in the last 2 weeks.
Really? Like spring training, they're wearing the same color?
Spring training, but also in NBA, because that game the other week.
That one you sent me where they all had everybody was wearing
red
shirts?
Dude, they made them change jerseys in the second half.
They did?
Yeah, they were like, you guys got to change. This was not a good idea. You think?
No, wait, they actually did?
They actually changed jerseys at halftime.
Oh, shit. No way. I didn't know that. But a lot to talk about in basketball. We had our real first night since the All-Star break last night.
Yeah, because the first night was meh.
Dude, you texted me during the Pistons game, you're like, man, this team's exciting to watch. You and I have been saying it all year. Like,
very, very exciting.
It's so much fun to watch that team.
Because it's like they're never out of it.
Right.
And even down 20, they're not out of
it. I know, man. Or if they're up 20, you know, the game's still going to end up close. Yeah, you know?
Exactly.
Like, it's just always, you're going to get a good game. Like, that's why when you look at their spreads, it's only 4 points, 4.5 points, 5 points.
Yeah.
Let me put the show on a quick pause.
No problem.
One sec. All right. Sorry about that, Brisbane.
Oh, you good.
Had a quick little phone call, you know.
Hey, man, look, it happens.
So, what were we talking about? First stretch games.
Yeah, and
Pistons were on. Yeah, man. It was such an entertaining game.
Yeah. Like, it really was, because I watched it to the end. I'm like, okay, they still had a chance until that, like, second-to-last possession.
And right. And
you caught it because you needed them to cover the spread.
Yeah, right, like, right.
Dear God, they're going to jack up a stupid-ass three. And Jeremy Grant does it. But he gets the board and covers the spread for you. But, yeah. I mean, the game was lost at that point anyway.
Yeah, but, I mean, I was happy to see them, you know, at least get the foul call.
Exactly.
It wasn't just a chucked up, you know, two that missed.
Like, they gave them that because it's like, no, you actually were fouled, so there you go.
Right, I needed that.
Yep.
And it was a shooting foul, too, which was nice. I don't know. They might have been in the penalty already at that point. But, yeah, man, it's exciting to watch these guys. Dennis Smith Jr. looks like he's actually starting to settle into his role like a little bit more.
He's actually getting acclimated to the game, which I do feel confident in the fact that I was, you know, thinking to myself, hey, don't try to criticize him on the first few games because the guy hadn't played in a year.
Right, right.
Like, he literally had not played, like, in a game scenario for over a year at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
When he got traded. Because the Knicks weren't playing him this season. He saw no clock. So,
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the whole thing. Like, they were going to send him down.
Like,
it
was just rust, and you knew the rust was going to happen. So,
yeah. I mean, I hope it pans out. You know, hopefully they just got a guy that's, you know, going to be good for the next couple of years, and they can just kind of, well, obviously they've got, you know, Killian Hayes.
And that's the thing, too. They're in, like, one of those positions where it's like they have a problem, but it's not a bad problem to have, really. You've got three guys that could be viable as your point guard.
Right.
Because you've also got Saban Lee, too.
Well, and you got DeLon Wright, technically.
Yeah,
like, he's been playing point.
Which I think DeLon Wright is really the trade chip. And, you know, I got to thinking yesterday, I think, realistically, the acquisition of Dennis Smith Jr. and Josh Jackson is to kind of, you know, get these guys to play well, have them look good, and then you can move them for other pieces
once
they start playing good. Because you know Killian and, you know, Saban Lee, they're your future. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys that you're going to build around. But the other guys, while they can contribute very well, you can move them for assets and set yourself up pretty cush.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Jackson could be like a Caldwell Pope or somebody, you know, yep. something. But he's, I mean, obviously he's a much more athletic player, but
yeah,
go into a team and be that kind of role.
Yep.
Because he was, what, a top three pick or something like that?
Top three, top four.
Yeah. I think he might have been second.
Yep. So he was a very hot pick. It's just it didn't pan out. Dennis Smith Jr.
Did I ever tell you about the time his mom walked into our office?
Nah.
So this lady walks in, and I was like, can I help you? She goes, yeah, I thought this was a car dealership. Like, we're all just sitting in our computer, right? And I was like, no, we just, you know, we do, like, you know, tech stuff for, you know, automotive dealers.
Right.
She's like, oh, okay. And randomly brings up, you guys might know my son. And I'm like, what?
Oh,
like,
man.
How would I possibly know your son? You know?
Right.
She's like, he was he plays in the NBA, and he's working out for Detroit. And I was like, wait, what? And she was saying how he was drafted by Phoenix, and you know, he's a top 10 pick. I'm like, who's your son? You know,
right?
She goes, Josh Jackson. And I was like, oh shit, I know that guy.
Like, whoa,
yeah,
all right.
But then,
that's like when I was working at Comcast. Benny Fowler, his mom came to my job one time.
Really?
When I was working there, yeah. And like, she's just sitting there, like, you know, lady, big mink coat and everything, nice lady and all that. And I didn't realize, you know, who she was until, like, a little bit late. And at the moment, you know, my manager comes over. He's like, oh, dude, he's like, you didn't know whose mom that was? That was Benny Fowler's mom. I'm like, well, I know players. I don't know their moms.
Right. Like, yeah, how am I supposed to know that?
Like,
yeah.
I haven't met them in person, so I'm not going to know their mom when they walk in.
Yeah, I look at the list. I don't watch the fucking draft. I don't see who's crying on draft day.
Right, like, you know? No. Like, this is like how I told you the story about how I met Langston Galloway's wife.
No, you didn't tell me that one.
Another one where I was working at Comcast. We're sitting there, the NBA TV's on the TV, and the guy that was next to me, my homeboy, he's like working with her, helping her get the service set up for their account.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're sitting there, and they're like, yeah, you know, we having the side conversation about basketball and stuff, and I'm like, I was like, sad to admit it, but I felt like the Knicks had a better shot at making a good season that year than the Pistons. And then she's like, well, what makes you say that? And so I'm going back and forth. You know, I'm like, they look good. I'm like, they got pieces I like. And before I even realized that that was his wife, I'm like,
yeah,
you know, like Langston Galloway is one guy I like, 'cause he can shoot the ball. You know, they need to give him more clock. You know, like
yeah.
This was when they had Tobias and stuff too. Like it's pieces there, but it's not pieces that I feel are going to have them go further than a first round exit.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not really helping build much more. Whereas the Knicks, you know, they're tanking.
Mm-hmm.
And then we realized, oh, like the guy was like, yeah. So he was like, you know whose wife this is, right? I'm like, who? He's like, Lance. I'm like, oh, I was like, well, look, I already.
I'm glad
know,
I said nice.
I'm like,
shit.
I already said nice things about the husband. Right. I'm like, I love the team. I'm like, I love both teams, but I just, you know, it caught it as it right. was, which it was a wash year.
Yeah, I mean, the Pistons have had what, 20 wash years at this point, yeah, consecutive.
Well, nah, it hasn't been that many.
It seems like it. It's legitimately
it's
like
been,
four,
it's been like
13.
Nah, 10. 10, because I think the last playoff
Chris,
run,
it is 2021.
Okay, yeah, damn, it is. Yeah. Because yeah. I think the last playoff run was 09 when they made the playoffs last.
No, that wasn't. It wasn't that recent. It was 07, 08.
I think it was 09. Yeah.
I mean, didn't they technically make the 8th seed like a few years ago?
Yeah, we don't count that one.
Right. Because
they got swept. And the worst part, they got swept, but they should have actually won some of those games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were getting...
Oh, that was the Cleveland series, wasn't it?
Yeah.
They should have won some of those games.
Yep. Well, no, they made it... Yeah, because they made it actually after that Cleveland series. Because the year after that, they played Milwaukee and got swept. Which,
right. Oh, yeah, that's right.
That but was like, when it was just...
These don't count. You're middle of the pack teams.
Yeah.
Like, the last real one that I count is right before they traded Rip.
Yeah.
That's the last one, 08
was the last time they actually won a series.
Right, yep. Right. That's what I'm talking about. It's 2021, so, yeah, 13 years.
Yeah.
Seems like 20, you know, but, I mean, 13 years is a long fucking time to be, you know, completely irrelevant. I like the direction the team's going right now.
Yeah, like, because you see... This is a team going somewhere. This is a team that it's actually going to, you know, inevitably make some noise.
Yeah, man. They're an exciting team. It's like Misfit Island. You know, they've got a bunch of guys who have something going on or whatever, you know, the case may be. But they play hard. They're young.
Yep.
Jeremy Grant was the free agent that nobody wanted. The Pistons paid him.
Yeah.
You know, just to get something on the floor. This is like the exact opposite of what the Lions are doing.
Exactly.
They're
because the Lions are just, they're cleaning house. They're cleaning house. That's all it is.
I mean, but you have to, like, as bad as they're going to be, you have to have something, right?
Yep.
Like, let go.
Like, you have to have something out there to draw in fans.
I mean, not signing Galladay last year was a
really
real
hurt.
Bad move.
And that's a move that the Lions make way too often.
I mean, they did it with Ndamukong Suh.
They did
technically.
They did it with Stafford, too, because they waited too long to pay Stafford that one time, and they had to overpay him.
Right.
Because they tried to let the market gauge things.
Right. Excuse me. But yeah, I mean, they've let too many players just either A, walk, or like have to retire because they just held on to them too long.
Yeah.
You know, they've never been, and maybe cutting ties is a good thing. They cut, what, Justin Coleman yesterday?
Yeah.
What was that all about?
I didn't see that one coming at all.
That doesn't make sense,
like,
man.
He was their best corner on the team.
Yeah. I mean, Okuda could do something this year.
He could.
He could have just had a really rough rookie season.
But that was your best corner, and you just was like, bye-bye.
I know, man.
Didn't even try to trade him.
No, like,
and that's the thing that kind of irks me a little bit, like with, you know, the Galladay and even, you know, because a team would have bought Justin Coleman. They would have offered you something for him, I feel like.
Right, you're getting nothing in return with these guys. And
you,
like,
could have at least got a sixth or a seventh rounder for him.
I mean, they absolutely killed it on the Stafford deal.
Yeah.
Absolutely crushed it.
Cleaned up. And then since it's just like...
Yeah, what the hell are you guys doing? You guys signed a bunch of coaches.
They signed Tyrell Williams. That's the big acquisition compared to everything else walking out the door.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, that's...
But Tyrell Williams is your number one receiver.
I know.
By a long shot. He's a guy that helps you stretch the field, so he's like Marvin Hall. Which you had that. And you let Marvin Hall go.
Oh, yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah.
Where's he at, Denver or something?
I think Cleveland.
Cleveland, that's right. Yeah, he's in Cleveland. Watch him end up taking that kid from Oklahoma in the first round.
Ooh.
At 7. The wideout. That kid who just went absolutely nuts in the national championship.
Oh, you thinking? Wait, Smith?
Devontae
Smith?
I don't know his name. Yeah,
yeah, the skinny guy.
Yeah,
from Bama. Yeah.
Did I say Oklahoma?
Yeah, you did. It's cool though.
Same.
So they had Trey Lance's pro day today, and I'm impressed. I'm like, you know, this guy actually might be something.
If he's still there at seven.
If he's still there at seven, I wouldn't be mad.
Like, that's at least that's some direction. It gives you some sort of hope, you know? I mean, you know, now that they've got Dorsey in there, like, maybe he's the type of guy to be like, look, we got to rebuild. We got to get it, you know, something in X factor, you know?
Like, something, man.
I mean, they're just going in with zero weapons right now.
Like, he's got a nice arm.
Yeah. That was a nice long ball.
Like, he's solid. He's real. No, wait, that was the same one.
They just keep zooming in the same one.
Like, let's zoom in even more than we did.
Fucking Twitter, man.
Wait, is this a different angle?
This is a different throw.
No, this is the same throw, but a different angle.
No, it's a different throw for sure.
Oh, yeah, this one. This other guy
was in a corner route. That was a nine.
But, like, the kid looks good, honestly.
Yeah. He doesn't have, like, a weird throwing motion.
Nothing,
His footwork looks nice.
He's a right-hander, too.
Right.
So, you know, you don't got to worry about... Which a lot of guys have been hyping up the whole Bama receivers, saying they prefer Mac Jones over Tua into being like this whole piece of, oh, well, maybe Tua's not really as great. And guys literally are like, no, Tua is a left-handed receiver. I mean, quarterback.
Yeah.
When you're a left-handed quarterback, things are different for your wide receiver who's naturally played with probably a right-hand quarterback most of their career.
Yeah.
They're going to prefer a right-hand quarterback any day of the week. And then DeVonta Smith saying that he preferred, playing Kyler with Murray. Mac Jones over Tua. I'm like, well, that makes sense because he gave you a Heisman, you know, season.
Yeah, true.
So, of course, you're going to favor the guy that helped you get to a season that was your best season in college.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a shot at Tua. It's just, come on, guys.
Yeah, production.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The lefty just looks weird.
It does. It always does. Like, even when Mike Vick, it looked weird.
Right, it did.
Like, it's just, it's something that I don't like to look at too much, a left-handed quarterback.
Well, you know Vick's technically right-handed.
Yeah.
He only throws a football left-handed.
Yep.
Which is weird.
So weird.
But I'm kind of the same way, because I can throw a football with my left hand,
mm-hmm.
and it puts a better, like, touch on the pass.
Okay.
It gives it, like, that kind of, like, falling in, like, you can drop it in a basket kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the right one, I just feel like I just gun the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Like, when I go falling, I'm throwing right-handed all every time.
Dude, that's another thing, too. The kid isn't scared to get physical.
Yeah.
Like, he will run through you, which coaches are going to tell him tone that down in the league, but that's a guy that you kind of want leading your team in the future. A guy that's not scared to put it all out there.
I mean, look at, like, Josh Allen's that way.
Exactly.
Kyler Murray's that way. You know, all these, you know, up and coming young guys, Lamar Jackson, you know, like, you want a guy who can run. The position's evolving.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, it really is. Like, we may soon be at a point where, you know, the pocket QB is the minority in the league.
Right.
Compared to the scrambling QB, which used to be the minority overall, but now it's the pocket QB that it's almost 50-50, it seems like, when you look at teams.
Yeah, and then if you look, you know, Josh Allen's, like, the perfect example as far as, like, the prototype who you want, because it's a guy that's physical, big, has tremendous arm strength, but...
And another guy
that's... You can train him to be accurate as well.
And another guy that's mobile as well, but has slept on, Tannehill. Tannehill's a mobile QB. Like, he's pretty solid, you know, improvising and making plays happen with his legs. It's slept on because... Derrick Henry's there.
Dude, if I was a scout or like a coach or, you know, GM, whoever the hell it was, I would go through the wide receivers and just say, let me see all of you throw the football.
Yeah.
Whoever can gun that damn thing.
I feel like that's how Michigan got Denard Robinson,
right,
at quarterback.
Right.
Like, all right, we got the fastest guy here. How well can you throw?
Yeah.
Oh, you overthrew that guy 50 yards across the field? Fuck it, you're QB.
Yeah, you're running. Yeah, here, we got something set up for
right.
you.
Right.
But, I mean, like, realistically, the way the position's going, I would absolutely, that would be my move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. That's, I mean, it's a smart move, too. Makes sense.
Yep. Let's see. We got some decent-looking matchups on paper.
Yeah.
As far as NBA games tonight.
Solid slate.
Starting things off, Philly and Washington. Is Embiid and Simmons back tonight or no?
I don't think they are, because technically the protocols, I think, would still keep them out currently.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was no problem last night. I thought Philly was going to come in and win that game.
Wow. So you all know what's funny? Remember how I said I kept forgetting about that fantasy basketball league?
Yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking 5-1 and I haven't even checked in like a month.
Chris accidentally logs in and looks at his team and he's in first place.
Like, oh, well. All right, let me go ahead and edit this lineup. Oh, I had Christian Wood on the IR. All right, that makes sense. Oh, Malik Beasley's dumbass is on my team. Wow, I've been winning with Vucevic on the bench.
Damn.
How many points have I left on the bench with him? I'm just curious. 45, 49, 60, 60. Oh, God.
Dude, the last time I did a fantasy basketball league was like probably 07.
And sounds it was about
like
right.
With like, I had like Yao Ming and Dirk Nowitzki. Oh, you know, it was like back in those times, you know.
You was killing it with that
Jason
lineup,
Kidd. You know, I had a full, I don't know. Fantasy basketball just doesn't interest me at all.
It moves like at such an awkward pace, really, for me.
Because it's like a weekly thing. It's kind of like fantasy baseball, right?
Yep. Where you like it's not even weekly. It's nightly at this point. Yeah.
Oh, like you have to set it nightly?
Yeah, because if your guys, like if you got a guy that's not playing that night, you're going to lose the points if you don't got somebody in the spot.
Jesus. Yeah, this is just.
Who can I pick up off of waivers?
I can really only get down with fantasy football.
That's fair.
Outside of that, I mean, I watch basketball to bet, but.
Yeah.
That's it.
Hmm.
So, yeah. Philly and Washington play tonight. I'd be willing to bet that Philly takes two in a row without those guys.
Oh, that's fair. Yeah. That's easily.
Denver's finally back. They didn't play the first night, did they?
I don't think they did. Now that I think about
it. No, San Antonio and
Dallas.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then the other game. Anywho. Yeah, Denver's
back.
There
was two guys playing sport ball.
Right.
That's all we need to know.
Dude, Memphis looked real good yesterday. Did you see those guys?
Nah, I didn't.
They came out.
But they were looking good, you know, before the break. They were, that game where they almost beat Milwaukee and almost cost me money.
Right. yeah, they put a whooping on. Oh, wait, that was the wrong game. Mm. Or no, that's who played Wednesday. It was Memphis and Washington.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they beat the hell out of them.
Ooh.
Sorry, I'm getting back to where
You good. I was trying to see if I want to drop somebody to pick up Kyle Anderson.
Speaking of dropping things, Pelicans dropped a ball last night.
Man.
That costed me a couple of different parlays. Can't even lie. I thought it was a sure lock to just add in. But, man, that was a rough go. They got stomped by Minnesota by 30 points.
It was ugly.
Yeah. They were winning early in the game, too, which is crazy.
Okay, looking at this roster, it makes sense why I'm 5-1, though. I got fucking Luka, Jeremy Grant, Westbrook, Porzingis, Devin Booker, Brandon Ingram, Vucevic.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, Jeremy Grant was probably still at the draft.
Oh, yeah, he was.
I feel like they've toned his minutes down or something. Like, they're getting ready to move him.
And possibly, but Weaver did kind of say, like, he's trying to not, you know, move him. He said, actually, earlier this week, he came out and kind of said, realistically, the two guys that are untouchable at the moment are Grant and Plumlee.
Really?
Yeah.
He's just saying that, saying like you. Because I mean, he also said,
"Yo, if you weigh 4 first round picks at me, anybody might be, you know, accessible."
Right. Which I like. I like that aggressive approach. Like, hey, look, man, this is our product that we have out here. Like, yep. I've got Jeremy Grant for the next 3 years. I like this kid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just like the direction that team's going in.
Because they have a direction.
Yeah.
Unlike some Plumlee's other teams out there where looking, you don't see one.
Yeah, Plumlee's out there playing his ass off, too.
Yeah.
He's been getting like the random triple-double, double-doubles. He looks good passing.
Yep.
Like, there was a stretch a few weeks back where he was like a turnover machine. Mm-hmm. And it was just because they had him playing like that point, you know, point center.
Yeah, which, I mean, it worked some nights.
It worked last night.
But other nights, it don't work.
Yeah.
It's not always going to work.
Yeah. But I mean, he's a pretty athletic big guy.
He is,
and he's good with the basketball. He can pass. He's not, you know.
I think
he's
actually
not the
has an invitation for a Team USA.
Really, Plumlee does?
Mm-hmm.
No yep. Shit.
Yeah, they sent out like 90 something invitations though. So, oh. But Grant and Plumlee are two Pistons that have invitations to possibly make Team USA, and depending on, you know, the timing of things, Team USA probably may not have LeBron in them because the Olympics are going to pick up like too close to the NBA finals.
Oh, for real?
I think so, yeah.
Oh man, I got the burps today. Holy smokes.
Burpees.
Let's see who else we got. The Jazz 27-9. That's my lock for tonight. Jazz over the Rockets.
I mean,
that's like a guaranteed win.
Yeah, like that's definitely a guarantee. Yeah. It's like, come on now.
Houston's on the back to back or traveling.
Well, not to mention Houston has been just dysfunctional out of this world. Like PJ Tucker is actually pissed apparently at the fact that he has not been moved yet.
Really?
Yeah, he's like
pulling a Harden.
But it's like, dude, they're trying to move you, but don't nobody really want to offer nothing for you.
Yeah.
Like
is that what he said? He said like he's pissed about it?
Yeah, like he's upset that he hasn't been moved just yet. And I'm like, you gotta understand your place, bro, sometimes, like as far as your skill level.
That was a headline like not too long ago. Rockets and PJ Tucker agree to move on.
Yep.
Where's he? Where did he used to play? Was it Charlotte?
Who?
PJ Tucker.
I think it was Charlotte.
Let's see. Pull up his old stat sheet.
I think it might have been.
Phoenix. Oh, yeah, he was Phoenix.
Oh, okay.
For like years. And then they traded him to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
Back in 2017.
Really? He was at Toronto? Yeah. Shit.
Only for like half a season.
Okay.
He played 24 games, only started 4 games.
Mm.
That wasn't the championship year, was it?
Nah.
Because 2017, they still had DeRozan.
Yeah, they still had DeRozan, yeah. Yeah, that was a championship year. Nah, because championship was just 2 years ago, actually.
Wait, so this guy was drafted by Toronto in 06.
Mm-hmm.
Went and played in Israel, the Ukraine, Italy, Germany, Greece for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally came back to the league and played in Phoenix. 06 to 21, that's a long career.
That is, yeah. And then you're kind of upset that people aren't trying to sell the house to bring you in.
Right, right.
You're kind of at that age where it's just not quite going to happen.
Right. All right. So, what else are we missing, Brismo? What else? Talk to me. We ain't seen you in 2 weeks.
You know,
we're so happy to have you back in studio, by the way. Just so you know,
it's been a long little, you know, time frame here. Dude, I'm pissed because I thought I timed out when those, like, you know, easy win things were going to hit, like FanDuel and DraftKings, to like the middle of the month. Yeah, that ain't the case.
What do you mean easy wins?
Like those hammer the over and stuff like that, or spread the loves and stuff.
Oh, like the guaranteed, like,
yeah,
here's
money?
Yeah,
because they were coming in like the middle of the month, January and February. Now, it's still technically not quite the 15th yet, so maybe something is coming over the next week or so. But man, I'm like, where is it at?
I mean, I feel like they only did that because it was just so new to Michigan.
Possibly.
They're not going to keep doing that. They've already moved down to Illinois, I'd imagine.
Yeah, in Illinois, but I was looking at their social media. They didn't have one for Illinois because, like, usually when they launch in a new region, they do like a spread love or some shit. And
but
like
it's
for
only
everybody.
For that spot, right?
Or well, no? They'll have one for everybody because, like, when I think Pennsylvania kind of took theirs live recently. That was when the Michigan had that spread the love one for Michigan basketball, because there was also one in Pennsylvania for like Philly or something like that actually cover the spread.
Yeah, that was like the Pistons Lakers game or something.
Yeah, that was such a beautiful game.
It was. Was that the one they won?
Because they won. Yep. Oh man, it was so perfect.
Yep. So let's see. Let's cover the big games of the weekend.
All right.
Since it's so early, like, yeah, there's some good games on tonight, but I mean, realistically, the one that I'm really excited to watch, or hopefully watch, is on NBA TV. So Nuggets, Grizzlies.
Oh yeah.
Outside of that, I mean, all the other ones are kind of lopsided.
Oh, cool! I was just saying I wanted to go to the movies to watch this, and I don't have to because it's on Apple TV.
What?
Cherry, new movie that Tom Holland and the Russos did, but the reviews for it are apparently like just horrible.
What's it called?
Cherry. Yeah, see.
Oh wait, I think I saw something for
this.
Yeah,
like it looked interesting. Yeah, it has a 40% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh,
wow.
Brutal.
Ooh. Man.
Like, not today, Spider-Man.
But it's cool, though, because I'm watching it for free on Apple TV.
Yeah.
So, hey, why not?
It's better than wasting $20 on a movie ticket.
You know? Yeah. Right. Like how I did with Wonder Woman. Like an idiot.
That movie was...
Dude.
I got like an hour into it, and I gotta just turn this shit off.
Dude, I tried to watch it a second time, and it put me to sleep. So it became my like, yeah. Oh, I can't sleep. Let me put this on HBO at night.
Yeah.
And I was instantly knocked out.
Right.
But I have heard good things for a Wonder Woman sequel, apparently. They had the premiere of Zack Snyder's Justice League the other day.
Wait, is that out yet?
It comes out next week.
Okay. But, I was gonna say, that was on your big radar.
Like, people that have viewed it are like, so first things first, Warner Brothers fucked up. The whole handling of this movie, they fucked up. Because this version is the version that should have been launched 4 years ago. Not only that, there is a chance that, which I'm hoping this happens, that Warner Brothers realizes how bad they fucked up and they just try to overcompensate and tell Zack Snyder, hey, direct Wonder Woman 3. He should. Because honestly, the Wonder Woman I saw in her two films compared to the Wonder Woman that was in, like, you know, Batman versus Superman,
mm-hmm.
I like the Batman versus Superman version of her because it's like just little cues and shit that you see. Like where she's fighting Doomsday, Doomsday like knocks her on her ass and shit.
Right.
And rather than just, you know, kind of just instantly jump back up, like you see her character do a smirk like, oh, we going to war.
Yeah.
And so she's Amazon. It's like, shit, that's perfect for the character. Like little nods like that makes it seem more realistic than, hey, I'm in love with this guy and he controls literally everything, even though I only knew him for maybe a week or two. Like, no.
I get those two movies confused all the time. So
yeah.
Justice League was the one where like Superman's like,
he's dead.
Bad, right?
No, Batman versus Superman. So Superman wasn't really bad in Batman versus Superman. It's, and a lot of people did not realize this. The whole plot of Batman versus Superman is basically Lex Luthor pulling the strings of Bruce Wayne and Clark Kent to get them to fight each other.
Yeah.
So he's basically like, Lex is kind of known that Bruce has been Batman for some amount of time. So he's been picking at him, and since he realizes how strong Superman is,
right,
he tries to pit him against him, which caused the whole, you know.
Yeah, because he had like those kryptonite shots or whatever that he was like shooting at him.
Yeah.
Was it like a sword or an axe or something?
Yeah, he had
weird,
like the spear and then the kryptonite gas and stuff.
So I remember that. That was Batman versus Superman, right?
Yeah, and then Justice League was basically, they had to revive Superman because Steppenwolf was coming to Earth to try to, you know, pretty much fuck shit up.
Oh, yeah, and he came back and he was faster than the Flash or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently, that was only like maybe 30 minutes to an hour of footage from Zack Snyder's film. And even then, like, it was shot, it was edited to a different way into the movie itself.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I'll definitely watch it. I mean, I saw both of those in theaters and I was just like, nah, these are meh. Both
and
of
like,
them are meh.
With Batman vs. Superman, when they did the extended cut, way better movie. Justice League, I just couldn't find a way to be like, I actually enjoy this movie.
Yeah.
Like, I could sit up and probably turn it on and watch it, but I'm not, like, watching it like, oh, I love this part, I love that part. It's like,
right,
I didn't have nothing else to do, so I put this on so I can not pay full attention and not be pissed off about
right,
it.
Right,
right.
Yeah. Don't they have a bunch of, like a huge lineup of these movies coming out pretty soon?
Yeah, they got the Flash movie coming soon. They're also going to be doing, Superman's status is uncertain because apparently with him, like, everybody with a brain agrees, don't let the guy playing Superman currently walk because he's perfect for it. Like, he's ideal for the character.
Henry Cavill or whatever. Yeah.
But they're doing another Superman movie now with J.J. Abrams and a guy, Ta-Nehisi Coates, who's like, he was like a comic writer at Marvel and stuff for a second too. Mm-hmm. He wrote Black Panther.
Okay.
Where they're going to try to introduce the black version of Superman, Val Zod, which I'm like, as long as it's a multiverse story and not, you know, replacing Henry,
yeah,
I'm fine with it.
Wasn't there a black Superman in the comics?
Yeah, they call him Val Zod. Like, it's an alternate Earth version of Superman where basically, you know, he comes down as black rather than, you know, typical Caucasian stuff. Like, you know, like every other superhero.
Right.
Yeah. Because, like, they even decided a few years ago, they did, like, an Asian Superman, too.
Really?
Yeah, it was a Superman of China, which was different, but you know, I was like, why not?
I mean, it makes sense if it's so popular here. If you can sell that idea in America, you can sell it anywhere.
The only thing that annoyed me with it was because they did that, they decided to start doing like a whole almost like Chinese Justice League lineup you had a Chinese Wonder Woman and a Chinese, you know, Batman as well. And I'm like, you don't have to make everyone.
Yeah.
Like, you can it's actually a little more acceptable if you have, hey, Chinese Superman. Okay. Or Superman of China, as they called him.
Yeah.
Teams up with the Justice League. Boom! Because you're working with the actual Justice League instead of making your own Justice League that's separate.
Yeah.
But, you know.
What's his name? Is it Chinese Superman?
I think it was, actually. Hold on. Like,
that would actually be pretty great. Because
I remember I read like the first few issues of it, and I'm like, oh, shit.
What is
it? Yeah, they called it New Superman or Superman of China. His name is Kong Keenan.
Does he look like a Pokemon character? Let's see it.
Eh.
That's weird.
Yeah, it's like
it does look, you know, like a Pokemon.
Yeah. And then, you know,
looks like fan
Wonder
art.
Woman and their Batman. I don't know why their Batman looks so fat.
Looks
but,
like,
you know,
fan art for one of those like Chinese boy bands.
Just about, yeah. Wait, they had a Chinese Flash too? Wow. Didn't even realize they did the Chinese Flash at some point.
I mean, like I said, if it sells in America, you could rip it off and sell it anywhere.
Oh, DC was selling it in America, too.
Like, of course they were.
This is like an actual book that they were like, yo, this is legit. This is a thing that's going on right now.
I don't know. It's pretty interesting, I guess.
So Cam's base salary is $5 million for his contract, but it pays up to $14 million depending how far they go.
Oh, so it's like completely incentivized?
Yep.
He's working on that commission.
Yeah, which... Honestly, though, I don't blame them. Like, you're getting paid more than you did last year, for one.
Yeah.
And then secondly, like, Cam got a chip on his shoulder. So he's going to try his best to hit all of those incentives as much as he can. Like, he's motivated.
True. And then they get a full defense back next year, too.
Yeah.
You know, that's huge.
I keep hearing that they're trying to move Gilmore, which I don't like, but it is what it is.
I mean, they'll get a load back for him, and
they always do.
You know, Belichick can get anybody to play the position.
Yep.
What else did we miss today? Any other NFL news? Anybody sign? Anybody? I know Tom Brady reworked his deal.
Yeah, Brady and Mahomes both reworked their deals. Other than that, Marlon Mack plans to be a full go by the time free agency gets here.
Chargers, I really hope somebody goes out and gets him.
I hope so too, because he actually looked solid like the last 2 years. Because the first season or so, he didn't quite pan out, but the last 2 years, he actually looks like he could be your starting running back.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. They're talking about Galladay going to an NFC East team. Well, it's definitely not going to the Cowboys.
They keep saying the Giants. Like, everyone keeps saying the Giants are going to go after Kenny Galladay, and I'm like, I don't understand why.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm Kenny Galladay, I may more so want to go to the Jets than the Giants.
Or put him over in Washington.
Yeah.
You know,
like,
they're
going to
take
Washington.
You know they're going to. I mean, they've already got Scary Terry. You know how insane it would be to have Galladay?
You need a consistent number two with Scary Terry.
Right.
And you can't double those guys.
Right. And I mean, that's where Galladay does his work. You know, he's not.
Single coverage.
He doesn't get a lot of double coverage in Detroit. Let's be fair.
He doesn't. Nah.
You know, but if there is a guy over the top, I mean, like, you can't guard him. Stafford was so good to where, you know, you'd pick apart a defense. But I don't know who's going to be their quarterback, even Heinicke? Maybe?
Unless they draft a guy, because Cam's out the picture now.
Yeah.
They ain't getting Cam.
Right.
So who knows what's going to happen there.
It'd be pretty crazy if they went after, like, Russell Wilson or something.
I don't see him wanting to go
there. I've heard rumors of him going to Chicago.
I keep hearing that rumor, and I'm like, Russ, you're going to make my shit list. You go to Chicago.
Yeah, I would hate, like, I would hate Russell Wilson.
I may not be a Lions fan, but still, fuck every team in the NFC North.
Right.
Because it's just been, when it's putting your blood for about 20 years plus, it's hard to let the hate go. It's hard to do it.
Oh, wait, this article right here is talking about Kenny Galladay going to Washington.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Wait a second. Okay.
Oh, I forgot when they first did the Chinese Superman that his logo was a yin and yang symbol, dude, too.
What?
His logo was the yin yang symbol.
Oh, my God. All right, enough about Chinese Superman. He's getting way too much press on the show.
Oh, damn, Tigers are down 4-1.
But, dude, I mean, if you have Galladay and Scary Terry, any quarterback would want to go to Washington.
Yeah, easily.
They've got a good young defense.
You've got a solid running back in Gibson.
Right. That, you know? That would be...
And then you also got McKissick there, too.
Right.
Who was the tight end that actually came?
Logan Thomas.
Yeah, Logan Thomas. Like, he came along pretty well late in the season. You've got a great defense to support you.
I mean, that's a destination dream for any quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, they could probably straight up just pull Goff from Detroit. Like, hey, man, we'll take him.
Right.
You know?
And boom, you
and
good.
They're in it.
Yep.
That's a perfect situation for Goff, if I've ever seen it. You know? Hunter Henry, they're saying he's probably... gonna re-sign with the Chargers?
Yeah, I've been hearing that. Like, they didn't tag him, but he doesn't really want to leave. He's happy where he's at.
Yeah. Jonnu Smith, looking like he's gonna sign with the Bills.
Ooh, that's interesting.
That works. Pretty dirty.
Because I feel like Josh Allen definitely needs a consistent tight end threat. Dawson Knox is okay, but he's too inconsistent for me.
He's not sweet. He's like...
Yes, yeah, so I'm like, he's okay. Like, he's serviceable.
Tyler Eifert level.
He's serviceable here and there, but you want somebody that you can rely on as that security blanket there as a tight end.
Yeah, Jonnu Smith would be a great addition there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're ready to win. They need that would just be another threat that Josh Allen has.
Yeah, realistically.
I don't know how well he run blocks. I would imagine it's somewhat decent considering how Henry, just explodes and always is, just making one guy miss and he's gone.
Yep.
I would imagine he's not, I would say he's just based off of his running back's numbers, he's competent at run blocking, which, Buffalo desperately needs.
Oh, yeah.
So that'd be a good addition there. Shaq Barrett looks like he's going back to Tampa Bay.
Yep. They keeping everybody. And you hear they say Brady wants them to try to bring in Odell. I don't see it happening, though. Because it's like, what can you give up to bring in Odell?
Did you say really... Brady?
Yeah.
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Yeah, apparently a report came out last week saying that Tom Brady wants the Buccaneers to bring in Odell.
Locked up Godwin.
Yeah, it's like, but you have Godwin. You know, Brown, you can probably bring him back for cheap if you
want.
Bring back Gronk for cheap.
Mm-hmm.
You still got Evans. Like, where's Odell going to fit in there?
He's not.
Yeah, like, you got too many mouths.
Yeah.
Like, you'll have three wide receiver ones on your team. At that point, which you technically do with Antonio Brown.
You already do, yeah. You
AB
have
is kind of more likely to take that back seat than Odell, in my opinion.
Yeah, for sure, absolutely.
Which, winning changes things for guys overall, but I don't see a way that's going to work out.
Yeah.
And then money-wise, too, because they didn't have the most cap space.
Yeah, true, yeah.
Yeah.
That's essentially why they reworked the deal today, right?
Yep.
Melvin Ingram to the Ravens. That would be pretty dirty.
That would, because Dobbins came along filthy late in the year, but Ingram as like a spell.
No,
like
Melvin Ingram, the linebacker.
Oh, the linebacker?
The Chargers.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
That would be dirty.
That would.
Honestly, man.
Ooh.
Honestly, dude, Baltimore needs to just say screw it and just get into a bidding war for every wide receiver. They have to.
They need to, because they have not had a receiver over 800 yards in like 5-6 years.
Right. I mean... the tight end thing, it's cute. It works sometimes, but man.
But Mark Andrews ain't consistent enough.
Like, no, he's not.
That works when you have a George Kittle or a Travis Kelce or Rob Gronkowski in their prime.
Right.
That's why KC was able to get away with it for so long with Kelce.
Yeah.
Like, until Tyreek fully, came along as that wide receiver one.
Yeah. Carl Lawson to the Seahawks. Nobody cares. Mm. Trent Williams. Trent Williams to San Francisco.
Yeah, he's staying.
Okay.
He likes it there.
Richard Sherman to the Raiders.
Really? I feel like Sherman's going to end up in New York.
It would make sense for him to do that.
I think he's going to join Saleh in New York. I feel like that might happen.
Yeah, but I mean, Oakland, or not Oakland. I just pulled a fucking Chris there.
You pulled a me.
Las Vegas, man, they're ready. I don't care what anybody says, man. That team is ready.
They're ready. But they're not ready at the same time, if it makes any sense. Because, like, you see on paper, they should be a contender. But for whatever reason, they mentally can't get it together.
Yeah, I mean, it was just that one game towards the end of the year. Who
it wasn't just like one game, Miles. It was like, because remember, the Raiders started off great. We were like, they look like they can go with anybody in the league.
Right. And then they beat KC, it kind of solidified that our thoughts on that. It was like,
and
oh,
then
shit,
they just went downhill right after. Like, mentally, they were just losing games that they shouldn't have lost, especially the Jets game.
Yeah, that's one. And who else was it? Was it Jacksonville or somebody?
And I think that was like a fourth or a fifth loss in a row.
Yeah, it was like the Chargers or the Jaguars or somebody they lost to. And it was just like, man, you can't afford to lose.
Like,
those
you
games.
Can't lose these games at all.
And they were winning in that game, and it was the other team. It was fucking. It was Flacco. Where did Flacco play? The Jets.
He went to the Jets, was it but he also went. Yeah, he. Yep, he was in the Jets last year.
Was it the game that Flacco played where he came back and beat the Raiders?
That might be. Yeah,
I could be wrong. So. I could be completely off on that, but it was. I thought it was Flacco.
That might be.
But somebody came back and it's just like, how do the Raiders blow this game? You know. Bud Dupree to the Browns. Also, no one cares. Let's see what else we got. Oh, do you see that report about John Kitna?
Oh, yeah. Like, somebody was drunk in the huddle. I'm like, I want to know who it was.
No, I mean, obviously, I think we're talking about Ocho Cinco just due to the fact that the guy caught 200 yards in a game.
Yeah.
Right?
Like, you know.
And, I mean,
makes sense.
Ocho Cinco, every time you see him, the guy's smoking a cigar and drinking, you know, cognac or bourbon,
dude,
whatever the hell he's got.
I've been watching the fuck out of his, like, web show with him and Brandon Marshall and them. Dude, it's hilarious.
Cause ooh, like Ocho Cinco?
Yeah, because like the episode with Cam, they were like talking, and he's like, all right, like, so what's your diet again? Yeah, you keep getting injured, huh? Yeah, all right, look, I'm going to get you on a meal plan. We're going to get you down. We're going to get your weight down. You're going to be good. You're going to be straight. You ain't going to get injured.
Cam?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Cam like, Chad, I can't just eat McDonald's and stuff. Like, you know, you can. You can do this. You can do this, okay? And then he like, it came up the other day. He was on Twitter, like, offering to help, you know, Odell and Joe Burrow get better from their ACL tear.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of helped them out with, like, meal prepping and stuff. And Joe Burrow's like, I appreciate it, Chad, but I can't do McDonald's. Nah, I can't do it.
Well, that was his thing, man. Like,
yeah, like,
he always
ate McDonald's all the time. Right. Like, he still eats McDonald's like it's fucking nothing.
Dude, so I did a tier list the other day. For fast food restaurants. I saw someone did one on Twitter, so like everybody in the Discord, I like just sent it in. We were all, you know, everybody's obviously bashing me because they don't know what to order.
Right.
Let's look at this real quick.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to bring it up, and I want to get your thoughts on it because I feel like you eat enough fast food.
Yeah.
I see you come over here.
Dude,
you
saw
got
McDonald's
that.
Has a new like chicken sandwich. I just can't bring myself to want to try it though.
There's only one thing I order from McDonald's. I get the same order every single time. Have I ever told you this?
Nah.
I get the same thing every single time. It's the most fire thing you can get. I get a McDouble. Or no, I get two McDoubles.
Mm-hmm.
No pickle. And then you substitute the roll and you get the artisan roll on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the one that they put on like that like chicken sandwich that they have, like the expensive one.
Yeah.
And then get a large fry and a large Coke Light Ice.
Okay.
That's the order. Every time if you go to McDonald's, that's what you get.
Fair, fair.
Okay, so here's my list. I want you to take a look at this, and I want you to let me know if I'm right or wrong. So on my S, number one, top tier, don't talk to me about it, I got Popeyes as number one.
That's fair.
That chicken sandwich is fire, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Right. McDonald's number two.
Yeah.
Now these somewhat two fair. These two are it's just because of that order. Like,
right.
If I went to McDonald's and ordered something else, you know something's wrong and like shoot me in the head. I'm like a zombie now or something. You know. Little Caesars number three.
Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I mean, I like Little Caesars.
The deep dish is fire.
I mean, I told you I had started doing the whole instead of butter and parm, I started getting butter and like the Italian herb seasoning from the Italian cheese bread on there.
Okay.
Ooh, game changer.
Well, the thing is, I haven't, you know, I've been doing the keto thing for like 3 months now, so I haven't even been able to enjoy any of this in so long.
I'm so sorry.
And then number four, I got Panda Express.
Fair, fair.
I don't know what it is, man. I love how fake it tastes.
Dude, like Panda Express is one of those spots where it's like, it's not authentic Chinese food. But you randomly get a taste for it, and you cannot explain it or shake it until you get some.
Yeah, and I always get the orange chicken.
Yep, orange chicken with the rice.
Give me two sides of that. No, I get the chow mein, the noodles.
Okay.
I just love how fake it tastes. I don't know why.
Like, I'm eating wax right now.
Right. Yeah. It's like, you remember those candies were like wax and they had like shit inside?
Oh, yeah.
You like eat the wax and it's like, why would anybody do this?
Right. Like, why would I do this? That's, I don't know.
I'm the kid who loved those at Panda Express.
Yeah, fair, fair.
Chipotle. Chipotle, I don't even think it's that good, but it's a good spot to go to. Like, fair. You can tell the food's decent. I don't know. Sometimes their like steak is like pretty chewy, though. It's kind of gross.
They didn't cook it all the way through.
Hardee's is next.
Of course, of course. I'll fuck with Hardee's.
That's a good. This and the, those two are on a tier down.
Okay.
Like those, the first four, top tier, right? Pizza Hut.
All right.
You like Pizza Hut?
So this is the thing with Pizza Hut. I can tolerate Pizza Hut. It has to be that personal pan pizza. Because when you get that size,
yeah,
it tastes amazing.
That's the same with Domino's, too.
But when I get to a large, what the fuck did I order?
Yeah, right.
And with Domino's, for me, I can tolerate Domino's, but I have a specific thing that I do with Domino's.
What?
I just basically make a Philly steak pizza.
Oh, okay.
So I just get, you know, cheese pizza with the Philly steak, green peppers and onions.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I add pineapples on it. Sometimes I might not. Nice.
Have you ever had a pizza that's like, instead of putting sauce down, you use Swiss cheese as your sauce?
Mm-mm.
You never had some shit like that?
Nah.
Dude, it's life-changing. Mm-hmm. Put steak, put banana peppers, onion on it, extra cheese. Dude, that thing, it's life-changing. That shit's good. Next in the list, Burger King. I only order a Whopper.
Burger King is my like high guilty pleasure food. Like, I'll get high and just be like, I need Burger King in my life.
Yeah.
And it's weird. I can do the Whopper Junior, but the regular Whopper, I'm like, this don't taste the same.
No, the Junior, bro, tastes the Whopper Junior's better. The Whopper Junior's got that weird ass, like, cheap bread.
I never minded the bread on it.
No, you're crazy. Because
the
dude.
Burger itself tasted like it was better seasoned to me.
I don't know. I always get a double Whopper that's fucking massive.
Ah, makes sense.
Yeah. I like it. No pickles. How do you feel about having pickles on a burger? But let me ask you that.
I can't do pickles. Pickles kind of make
pickles
me sick.
Pickles do not
so, yeah.
belong on a burger.
No, I totally agree.
For anyone asking, anyone who puts pickles on a burger, you should be thrown in prison for the rest of your life. All right?
Oh, man.
Five Guys and Chick-fil-A. Honestly, Chick-fil-A needs to go down. I don't like Chick-fil-A that much.
I can fuck with Chick-fil-A just because of Polynesian sauce. And just because...
You put me on that sauce last time we went
for
there.
For me, with Chick-fil-A, it's the fact that as far as like fast food places go, it's the best customer service you're going to get.
Yeah.
Like, so you kind of feel a little, you know, better spending your money in that case. Cause it's like, you know, I might have to wait, but if something's wrong with my order, they overcompensate when they correct it.
Yeah.
But not only that, you know, they're not stingy. Like when you ask for extra stuff, oh, here you go. It's no problem. Oh, they don't.
See,
oh,
I haven't gotten in it with them like that before.
Oh, dude, it can be your first time there. And it's like, hey, can I get some extra sauce? Sure. How many you want? Just take a whole handful. It's cool.
Damn.
Yeah, like you go to McDonald's and stuff. Let me get some extra barbecue sauce or some extra sauce in my onion rings at Burger King. That's going to be 50 cents.
Yeah. They act like it's coming out of their pocket.
You can't just get that to me. That's going to be 50 cents. I can't just get this to you now.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Crazy. Wow.
It's like, dude, I already paid you. Like, do you really? We have to go through another transaction just to get some fucking sauce?
What will be top tier and unbeatable to me is if Popeyes had Chick-fil-A customer service. That would be Popeyes will be unstoppable.
Like, see, I've never had it. I've never gone into it with these guys like this.
Like, you've got to think some Popeyes, it be customer service issues. They have attitudes and shit. Sometimes they might fuck up your order. They don't have certain stuff because it's getting towards the end of the night and they just don't feel like cooking anymore.
Yeah.
Or those extremely long waits for chicken because they didn't properly, you know, cook enough earlier in the day. You know, it happens.
Yeah. But
if they had that customer service from Chick-fil-A, oh, I'll be at Popeyes every damn day.
Dude, Popeyes is so good though.
Man, they are.
Have you ever been to In-N-Out?
Have you tried their new, they got like a new Cajun shrimp. It's all right.
But no, you know, I haven't.
They rotate their shrimps like every few months, like from the butterfly to the coconut and then like different shrimps. But the Cajun one, it's not bad. Like it's a little bit of a spice kick to it, but not too much to where it's like, oh, this is spicy. It's decent.
No, I haven't. I mean, I haven't eaten any out in months, but like if I go to these places, man, I'll try a few things and just only
find the one thing that you stick to.
And from there, because I only eat it once a year, you know, maybe. Yeah. So, like, if I go back, I'm only going to order the thing that was like, oh, shit, that was fire.
Yeah.
You know? Like, the first time I go to a place, I'll order, like, a bunch of shit.
Yep. Like, let me taste it.
Yeah, and just taste everything. and then just only order the same thing every time I go back.
Fair.
That's how I roll. Next tier, got Jack in the Box. You ever had that?
I haven't had Jack in the Box.
Shit's fire, dude.
I've heard good things. It's pretty good. And you mentioned In-N-Out. I haven't had In-N-Out either.
Oh, the reason I mentioned them, In-N-Out is they like all of their employees are required to say like nice shit to you. And like they say thank you after everything and like I don't know if that's the one that says God bless or whatever the hell it is, but
I think that's Chick-fil-A. Well, Chick-fil-A used to, but yeah. I haven't noticed them do that the last few times.
Isn't Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays too or some shit like that?
Huh?
Isn't Chick-fil-A closed on Sundays? Like, yeah, for they are. Reason?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, wow.
The hell is that?
Like on the live TV broadcast, you're just going to show the bird eating a fish. Some kid's probably sitting there, Mommy, why is he doing that?
That's what they eat.
Like, that's how they eat.
What's for dinner? Salmon. Right.
Fresh salmon.
We're having salmon fillets. Oh, shit. Where do you rate Taco Bell? We'll wrap up the fast food thing with that.
I have a beef with Taco Bell because it's not Mexican food to me.
Taco Bell is fucking terrible. They
keep changing their menu every other month. It seems like too. Like really? Every time I look up, people are like, they getting rid of this off Taco Bell's menu. Like now they're selling chicken wings, and fries. At Taco Bell. Yeah.
I know they used to have like the Pizza Hut Express thing in there.
I used to fuck with the Pizza Hut Express. Those were good as fuck. Yeah. But man, like they change it up too much.
Pizza Hut, or not Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, in my opinion, is fucking dog shit. I won't eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Like I literally won't go to Taco Bell. And everybody else that I know,
but you know,
loves it. Like it's the best food ever.
It's the most popular Mexican restaurant in the country.
That's because most of them are like mom and pops.
Yeah. Like, man.
Except for that one that we got here. It's like Azteca. There's a few of those.
Yeah, it's a few of those. But, man, I'm like, I just don't understand it. I don't understand the Taco Bell obsession. Like, people be like, I'll just get drunk and eat Taco Bell.
That's the last time I had it. And even then, it was fucking terrible. We were up in Traverse City, and we got a room. And we literally were at the pool of the room. And we were funneling fucking Trulies and White Claws, right?
Bruh.
Like, I'm like 30 deep. Mm-hmm. No joke. Obviously, I'm not driving.
Right.
So, there was like six of us. And we're like, what do we want? So, we ordered Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And we had it like DoorDash to us. We literally spent like $150 on Taco
God
Bell.
Damn.
And all went up to the room. And I'm just like, man, this is still... I'm wasted. Like, I'm annihilated.
Yeah. It's like, this is the worst shit I could have fucking deal with
my
money today.
This is still terrible. Like, you know? Like, we should have just ordered, like, four pizzas and just had breakfast, too, you know?
There you go. Like, that's smart. Ooh, yeah, that was close.
Taco Bell is fucking
terrible.
He
almost hit him.
I tell you, I broke my streak of not drinking.
You did?
Yeah, for the UFC fights.
I mean, it was worth it at that point. It was, man. It was such a good card.
That was a good card.
Like, man...
I couldn't believe I guess I could believe the Adesanya. I was kind of rooting for him, but...
Yeah, it's like... And so, my thing afterwards... Because, you know, of course, John Jones has something to say afterwards. And it's like... I get it, but, dude... It's not like he got knocked the fuck out. And then...
No, he just
the one
lost
that
to the bigger
off,
guy.
Fucking Costa tried to have some slick shit to say
no
afterwards.
Way.
And I'm like... You have no fucking right. He knocked you the fuck out.
Paulo Costa got embarrassed.
You got knocked the fuck out. Right. So you have no right to say anything at this point. Because you were his last fight and you got knocked the fuck out. He was still standing at the end of his fight.
Right.
You know, it's like, he got beat. Points. Okay. Yeah. But it's not like you look up and Izzy was dominated the entire fight from start to finish. Like, he basically dominated Costa.
Yeah, and I mean, it was pretty close. The championship rounds definitely go to
the last two rounds really solidified Izzy's loss. Once he got taken to the ground.
And that's the thing. I think Jan's coaches deserve whatever bonus he got for winning that.
Yeah.
Like, that was beautiful, like, just execution on his part. Obviously, he knew that if he could get us on, I didn't even think he was going to be able to take him down.
Yeah, I didn't think so either.
But then he could, and it was just like, okay, well, this guy's too big. You can't even, like, get him off of you.
Yeah.
So, beautiful execution there.
Mm-hmm.
You sent me something earlier this week about Amanda Nunes.
Yeah.
Some chick that's going to get embarrassed talking shit about her.
Look, I just like her because I'm like, look, she's hot, but not only that.
Right.
She was confident as fuck. So I'm like, all right, I like the confidence. Because I love fighters that had that confidence that, you know, they're world beaters. They're like, I can take on anybody and beat their ass. Because if you a fighter and you don't have that level of confidence, I feel like you're going to get knocked the fuck out several times.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, happen. Most fighters do have that confidence. Fighters do.
But some of them are a little more, you know, like, just toned down with it and stuff. Like, she was basically like, no, this is why I can beat her. This is why I will fuck her up if she comes back to this, you know, division.
Well, I think Connor's had a big impact on the sport. So somebody who comes in loudmouth and can actually back it up, they're going to blow up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, easily. They're going to be, you know, at the top of every card, especially, you know, somebody who comes in and beats Amanda Nunes.
Look at Sugar Shane.
Yeah.
Which I hope he's back soon.
Sugar Sean O'Malley?
Yeah.
He should be, but that last fight was kind of like, oh, man.
It was. But I mean, who did he fight? His foot got broken in the fight. That was really what did it.
Like, that was the same fight?
Yeah, because that was his last fight. Once that foot got broke, that was the end of it for him.
Oh, yeah. What is going down? Who got caught in a rundown? Looks like Castro. he's got the speed of Gary Sheffield.
Right.
All right. Shit, we're over an hour. Did want to the one that knee to Aljamain Sterling?
Dude, he needs to fire his whole corner because the fact that his corner said to do it.
Yeah.
That's the worst fucking coaching.
Yeah.
I think I may have seen.
And I didn't even catch that. I didn't even like watch the replay of it, but they were screaming at him like kick him or what? Or
so apparently, because Cormier mentioned it afterwards, he was saying like he didn't even know what they were saying because they said it in Russian.
Oh, okay.
He was like, Khabib heard it and said, yo, that's what they said. So Khabib caught it.
Really?
And, you know, so that makes me think, okay, now you need to have fucking translators in for, you know, the fight corners.
Right.
Just to make sure they're not trying to pass off, you know, bullshit to you. Damn.
I mean, the way that fight was going, he legitimately had the third and fourth round.
He did.
And he looked like he was well on his way to getting the fifth. Mm-hmm. Sterling, obviously, I think they're going to fight. That's going to be their next fight. They're going to fight each other again.
Probably.
You know, it's going to be the rematch for the belt, which I'm more than pumped about. But I think you'll see Sterling, you know, not come out as just active as he was.
And he was fucked up after that knee, which he should be. Cause dude, you got concussed.
Yeah.
Like, he got his there was fucking, no way around it.
He got his brain rattled.
Dude. Yeah.
That was crazy. But, yeah, man. Good show. Glad to have you back.
Hey, man. You know, I was glad. It's good to be back.
Yeah, let's do it again next Friday, huh?
Oh, totally doing this again next Friday.
Oh, but yeah, everybody follow Chris on all of his
this media's of socials.
Yeah, his iPhone stuff.
Right.
And that's our show.
Peace.
Peace.